right, so to please ready yourself for receiving, take a breath. And close your eyes and drop inside. Give yourself another breath and go inside with it. And feel that heart breath in the middle of your chest. Feel it just center right there. And let the information that you've been receiving this morning just settle. And at another time you can access it. But right now, become a receiver. See what it is that you would like to do to open that part of yourself. The love in the room, the messages from Adirondack and Kryon, from the Star Mothers, are here for you. To feel the love, to feel the connection to this community, to feel the information as it's given in love and service. Take another breath. Allowing yourself to say yes to receiving. Yes, I'm worth it. Yes, I'm open to it. Yes, I give myself to this moment of honoring, of compassion and connection.
Ah, so it is good day to you, huh? So very good to see your light, your love, your excitement, the energy that is raising the roof. You see, it was lower when we started, huh? You see, that energy is what is creating this world. That energy is a powerful manifestation of every thought, every idea, every connection, every creation that ever passed through your heart, your soul, your energy, your vibration. For those of you whom we have not encountered, we are Adirondack. And we bring with us an entire council of beings of light that are here on your behalf. Sometimes we ask our vessel, Marilyn, to do a few things. And we want you to know that sometimes our vessel, Marilyn, and the joy are living examples of what is possible. We ask the vessel, Marilyn, to pull a card electronically, since all of her cards are in the suitcase and somewhere in the United States, Washington, D.C., and I just got the note that said, well, the suitcases are in Washington, D.C., so when they arrive, they can collect them. They are not in Washington, D.C., so we will all see them here. But we asked her to pull one electronically. This is from the app from our dearest friend, Kryon. And if you don't have it, get a smartphone. It's worth it just to have that, huh? And this is that energy. Let us see if we can figure it out here. Take a deep breath, dearest. And just breathe in these words. I am a beloved human. We know sometimes that's a shock to some of you. Not that you are beloved, you know that. It is the human part that gets the surprise, huh? You get to breathe into the human part because you are here. Yes, you are Pleiadian. Yes, you carry that vibration and that DNA. But you are here as a human. I am blessed with continuous love and abundance from Gaia and the Creator. My needs are always met. Breathe that in. My needs are always met. Now, let us tell you a bit of a story about what that really means. My needs are always met because obviously we get to get that in the cells of your body. Because if you don't have it in the cells of your body, when you walk out of here tonight or tomorrow night or Monday night, well, we'll get the opportunity to work a bit harder with that, huh? My needs are always met. The vessel Marilyn and the Joy had quite an experience in the last 36, 40 hours. We don't know. We don't count the hours. We're going to tell you what happened because they have worked to hold the focus that all of their needs are always met. Everything is possible, yes? So, first of all, the vessel Marilyn set her alarm for 3 o'clock in the morning, Thursday morning, so she could get up and have her healthy coffee before she gets ready. The Joy did not get up. The Joy was still in bed. Well, now the vessel Marilyn knows it takes about 2 hours for these two to get going in the morning, but the Joy was still in bed. And so the vessel Marilyn started closing the doors and pottering around, thinking, do I wake her? Do I not wake her? Is this plan? What is going on? And she just breathed into the divine order of it. And the Joy's door opened. And she got up, and miraculously, they were ready early. You see, everything is possible. They got to the airport early. We got on the plane early. While they were on the plane, they stopped. And they announced that the pilot's oxygen machinery was not working. Pilots need oxygen. Yes, as do you. The vessel Marilyn needs oxygen. Even Lee Carroll needs oxygen. As do you. Take a deep breath and fill up that oxygen, huh? So the vessel and the Joy looked at each other and thought, well, this is exciting. Now, when you get stuck on the tarmac on the plane, how long are you there? 1 hour, 2 hours, huh? They thought, that is not going to happen. Within 5 minutes, they took everyone off the plane and waited. Watched the emergency vehicles go up to fix the oxygen, and the plane was delayed 20 minutes. After 20 minutes, the vessel Marilyn, who's a very smart listener, listened to this being, Lee Carroll, and he says, whenever there's the delay, you get the airline on the phone immediately. It only took an hour and a half to reroute it, but by that time, the flight had been canceled. And the vessel and the Joy were still saying, oh, this is an interesting adventure. Let's see what happens. 12 hours later, they left Springfield, Missouri. Do you know how difficult it is to get from Springfield, Missouri to Ottawa, Canada? It is not an easy thing. So 12 hours later, they were flying off. There was another delay. They got to Chicago, one of the biggest airports in the world, and they had to go from one end of the airport to the other end of the airport. And they stopped by because they said the flight was closed, they can't do it. And then they said, we'll hold it for you. Now, have you ever heard of that? Holding it for two people, huh? When they got there, the door was shut. The skywalk thing was pulled back from the plane. Have you ever heard of the rules of an airline being changed to accommodate two beings of light? Everything is possible. They just said, well, this is going to be interesting. And they talked to the Karmisha at the gate of United, Karmisha. And we thought she was going to cry because she could not get us on, and they were telling her, no, they cannot do that. And they said, but we've got another flight and blah, 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 blah. And do you know what they did? What's possible? Hello? What is possible? Exactly. They actually opened the door. They actually put the skywalk back up to the plane. And they actually got the vessel and the joy on the plane. And then it was delayed again. And yet they still said, well, what is going to, this will be a great story for Aronda to tell, so we had to tell it, huh? And then when they got to Toronto, not to Ottawa, to Toronto at 2 o'clock in the morning, and they had a hotel. They went to the hotel and spent an hour and slept for 8 hours in the span of 1 hour. You know that's possible, don't you? What's possible? Exactly. Exactly. And then this morning at 5 o'clock, they got up. And they got here. A bit late. And their luggage did not yet. Because it's on its way, of course. And then they got here to this hotel. And this hotel said, oh, we don't have a room for you. And the two looked at each other and thought, that sitcom about two girls in a galaxy is going to be a good one here. But they did not ever think, oh, this is not going to happen. They did not ever think, oh, what are they going to do? All they did was say, we want to be in Ottawa, Canada. We go on stage at 11:20, 11:40, we're going to be there. That is what they held. They have a deluxe room now. Because you see, the universe rewards you. When you say, I am getting that. I am moving that. All your needs are met. Breathe that into your body. All your needs are met. And if you are ever looking for an example, the vessel and the joy will be happy to provide one. Huh? To know that in that focus, in that energy, in that specific intention of to just have the knowledge that all of our needs are met, everything is taken care of. That is the power of the human spirit. That is the power of the 26 feet across Merkaba that is working in your favor. Miracles are happening every moment in your favor. As our dear friend Pragit says, thank you, bring me more. Huh? Know that the universe, source, your cells want to provide you with exactly what it is that you are asking for. But if you are worried about the flight happening or not happening, and you get all caught up in what everyone says, oh, what will happen? Well, the vessel and the joy would not be sitting here. You see, that is the case. All the flights were sold out. From Springfield, Missouri to Ottawa, Canada. Now, how could that possibly be? There's not that many people in either place. And do you know what the ticket agent online that the vessel Marilyn was talking to for an hour and a half did? She said, ask your friend the joy. Although she just called her Joy. She didn't say the. Ask her friend Joy to Google other flights on orbits. This was from United Airlines. Has that ever happened? And what is possible? Hello? Thank you. We want that in the cells of your body. The world is working on your behalf. All of your needs are met. Take a deep breath. When you are the beloved one, you are the beloved human. You are the light, the life, the love, the spirit, the energy of this new human. You are, as we have said many times, the ones we are waiting for. We want you to get this so we can give you new information. So get it. Okay? We see you. We know you. We see your heart. We see your soul. We see your vision. We see those little pockets of doubt and fear in the cells of your field. Let's snap them out, huh? Why not? It's possible, huh? Anything that no longer serves your highest good or your highest joy, be gone. Take a deep breath. And the world gets lighter. We love you. We honor you. We see you, and we bid you namaste, namaste.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. My messages to you are about a loving God, a practical one. A pure one, a beautiful one. I've said this to you before. You cannot fathom that which is the creative source. It does not have a consciousness of a human. The consciousness, if you even want to call that, of that which you would call the creative, the almighty, the beautiful, is beyond comprehension in its purity and its love. And that's what's in your soul. This little series of messages that I want to give, I will call invisible things. Invisible things. I've given you pieces and parts of this message before, but not in this chronology. And I want to tell you the story of invisible things in a human's life. And this first story will be invisible things in the beginning of life. Before we even discuss that which is invisible to a human being's sight, I want to talk about that which is invisible in the consciousness of all things. And it's the Kryon theme. And you will hear it so often. And here it is. When your soul is born on this planet, the miraculous invisible thing is that it's clean and that it's pure and that it echoes the love of God. And if you've been told anything else, you're not thinking in a way that would be spiritually logical or even benevolent to that which is the creation. Does it make sense to you that you would arrive And somehow, through some way, you would be unclean. Or that you would be here in a mysterious, unclean way, put here by a God that would then give you free choice and then judge your free choice, a God that would perhaps even torture you if you didn't make the right choice. That's not even a free choice. And yet, that is the story, dear ones, from so many who've taken it from the stories of men, not God. That's the first and most beautiful, invisible thing. When you look at the infant right after it's born, and you come to view it in the hospital, that's pure. That's beautiful. That's precious. That's a soul that's clean. And it comes in, are you ready for this? Without something I'm now going to define, sight bias. Every mother understands what I'm about to say, that the firstborn is the one you're most careful with. And the psychologist will tell you that it will enhance a child's ability to understand things around it if you will give that child something to look at while they're in the crib, perhaps even for hours staring at the ceiling. And you might then get them a toy, multicolored, something that moves by itself, just out of reach, so the child won't be able to injure themselves. But the psychologists and the doctors will tell you it's good for the baby, and it is. For it involves them already. It helps their eyes to start to focus and work correctly. It gives them a puzzle to look at. And then, interestingly enough, you will come up to the crib and find the child is not looking at that at all. The child is looking at something in the corner, and that something is entertaining them wildly, and they're chuckling and grinning and laughing and maybe even waving their arms at the spider web in the corner. And so many of you mothers have seen this. And you will say, what is it that the child sees? This is a child who has no sight bias. Humans are allowed to see many spectrums of dimensionality, dear ones. This is new information. You come in with the ability of many spectrums. But the only ones that are important to you are the ones that feed you or give you love, are the ones that are for survival. And those are the ones that start to focus themselves over the years, over the months, and they become reality. And the things that perhaps were available for you to see start to fade away. Parents in this room understand, and those who were children, of course, if you can remember, your invisible friends. And they were real to you because you could talk to them and you could feel them, and they were always friendly. Often they were your age as well because you had a camaraderie with them. By the time you're 6 years old, you've been talked out of all of it. All of it. And the friends just become fantasies of children. Never once would then the authority come and say, well, you know, the child actually had friends. There were sacred entities or things in the room that were for the child to make them feel better in order to get them through difficulty. Have you ever thought about that? This perfect God, who is in your soul and loves you beyond measure and has put you here magnificent, has also given you things to see and help when you didn't understand the language and you didn't understand the arguing parents in the other room or the energies around you that might be noisy, and you turned to those angels who became your friends, and while you needed them, dear ones, oh, they were there, and you saw them. After 6 years old, you only see the spectra that is real, that has serviced you. That is not a criticism. That's simply a fact. All of those things that were available to be seen are still there. But you choose only to see the ones that become the things you can touch, the things that are real, the things that get you through life. Biased sight, we have spoken of. We spoke of it when we were on the top of Mount Sinai in a channeling where we discussed that which Moses saw, telling you that he had sight bias because in his age, in his time, the only thing that made illumination was fire. There was no electricity. There were no other things that made any kind of a light except flame. Therefore, when a beautiful angelic being came to talk to him and told him to take off his shoes, a being that shone like the sun with a multidimensional light, Moses saw a fire. This is the sight bias of a human who long ago has turned off anything but what he knows. And so the burning bush was not a bush, and it didn't burn. But it's the best description that a human could give for that which was angelic and brilliant for its time. This little story is about invisible things. By the time you're 23 or so, and you've gone through those times of life, which are education, growing up, you are glued to those things which are real and touchable in your life. And most humans don't then pine for the friends or the movement in the corner when they were in the crib. But after that age, something happens. You start thinking about invisible things again. You're settling into being an adult. And that is a very interesting time. Because that, dear ones, is the time where you make up your mind whether God is real. This planet knows the love of God. Look around you at the systems all featuring the love of God. This is when you make the decisions quite often of the system that you wish to worship in, looking at the prophets and feeling their love. This love of God is not all that invisible. Not really. And you make up your mind at that point in time, or not. And that carries you through to another time, which I'm going to talk about in the next channel. But I want to tell you that all through this time, when you were walking on this planet with sight bias, all through this time, there's something you cannot see because you've turned away and tuned it out. You're allowed to, but you can't. And the reason is because that which used to be available to you as an infant has now been thrown away because it's not your reality. And I'll tell you what it is. As you sit here right now, all around you are those who want to hold your hand and walk through life with you. And if you doubt that, I want you to re-listen to Adiranda. When she was running through airports, when she was violating the rules, when against all odds the airlines did what they did you ever wonder, were there invisible things around her? And the answer is yes. These invisible helpers that you have, dear ones, are not just ones that have your name on them. We're going to talk about that more in just a bit. They are ones for humanity. And they work puzzles between human beings and systems and relationships and the body itself and molecules. Invisible energies which are beneficial to you are all around you, unless you've talked yourself out of it. Unless you've decided that this is all foolishness. Unless you hear my voice and say, well, isn't that a funny approach? And then you turn off the channel and you never really heard the message. There's a world of invisible, sacred help that knows your name. And in this new energy, it wants to reacquaint you with the movement in the corner when you were just laying in the crib and you saw it clearly and you recognized it and laughed because it was beautiful. That's the message from the other side of the veil. Oh, pristine, beautiful, magnificent one. That's how God sees you even now, even today. No matter what anybody tells you, they don't have the mind of God. I'm telling you right now that there's so much invisible power at your disposal for a confluence of love on this planet. In order to accomplish things that you know you're here for. Think on these things, and so it is.